On in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Neptunes Podcast.
Welcome to the Neptunes Podcast.
2020.
It's a new year, friends.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
How was your new year? Happy New Year, Anton.
Good. Great. Today we'll be talking about... by the way, we just purchased our first microphone.
And we're now talking 10 inches away from each other's
face, yeah, because we only have one. And it picks up... We have to talk right into the microphone. So previously we were using just a phone.
Our phones.
Yeah, on the voice recorder. So if you have a way to contact us, like Instagram or personally on Facebook, if you can give us feedback. How the audio is. Yeah, because
like.
To tell you the truth, this is our maybe 20th take. We were mic testing and then...
We were mic testing for 1 hour.
Anyway, it's a gift from Santa.
See, because we were...
good.
Very good people.
And good to each other.
Thank you, Santa.
Thank you, Santa.
For the microphone, for sponsoring the microphone. Sorry.
Yeah, sponsor, it's Santa sponsor. He just gave it to us. Anyway, so we'll be talking about... The previous decade, so
yes.
That's 2009 to 2019.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, we'll be talking about significant happenings.
Events.
Significant happenings are events.
Mm.
Okay, also not so significant happenings. how we've changed through the years.
Yeah.
And not just about us, but about, you know, everything, like social media or whatnot. If it gets there, you know, this is it's a chill cast, a raw pod.
Chill cast, yes. This is just a chill cast.
Yeah, where anything goes, no rules. Anyway. Okay, let's start off. Let's ask each other a few questions.
Okay.
Basta.
Okay, see you.
So, what for you, love? Can I call you love? I'm just kidding. Anyway, what's the biggest difference you see in yourself from, let's say, at the beginning of the decade to the end of the decade now? So, when you're 16 and now you're turning 26 or when you're 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, 15. You're 25 now, so.
Yeah.
What can you say?
My height stayed the same. And my weight, too.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know.
Your weight's the same?
When I was 15. I don't know. I feel like.
Okay. Whatever.
Differences, different things, changes. I think I'm more open. I'm not scared.
Okay. Yeah, what are you not scared of anymore? What were you scared of before?
The water.
The open water.
The open water.
Yeah, because you surf now.
Okay, now, not so much.
Not now.
But
the other time where you surf.
I learned how to surf. I think that's my highlight too, I can say.
Of the decade?
Yeah.
I was learning to surf
because when I was 16, I remembered that I always wanted to become a surfer, and I just saw pictures online, and dreams do come true.
Yeah, the first time I surfed was 17 also in the States.
Wow.
I wasn't very good at it, but it was very fun.
It's always not the best at first.
Yeah, super tiring.
Like, wipe out.
After wipeout.
Injury after injury.
I didn't get injured though. It was a beach, so.
And that's okay.
Easy going.
Yeah.
Small waves too. Anyway.
How about you?
What?
Did it answer your question? I was more open. I know, I'm more open now and I'm
less
scared.
That's how you're different.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to answer. I'm not the same height. not the same weight for sure.
Yeah.
What am I? I picked up lots of different interests in the last decade. When I was younger, I used to be just all about sports.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I liked the arts, but I never pursued them heavily.
Okay.
Because it was my household was not very fond of those things, and I don't know. I was a very serious athlete in high school, but when I got to college, when you start like experimenting, smoking weed and stuff, I guess your dreams get bigger and more different.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess I'm more open also.
Okay.
Same. I think that's what you answered was like.
You're
that's
less scared.
Everyone. Less scared.
For sure.
Yeah, maybe more in a, in the sense of anxiety or, or existential being or what. Yeah. Well, that's very vague to say it like that.
Okay.
I don't know, but I picked up so many different interests, like cooking.
Yeah, you like cooking.
Different. I don't just like cooking.
I
love it. Yeah, so much so that I'm gonna follow my dreams.
Did you imagine yourself, your 17-year-old self, before? That you'd be cooking years after you would love cooking. Now that you're
old. I didn't know I would love it this much. I always loved it. I always loved crazy exotic food like sea urchin, sashimi.
Okay.
Or like when I was young. And kaon ba di man kam kagbalut
no?
No. Yeah, because that's like a childhood favorite of mine.
But ang soup lang.
Yeah. So things that used to scare people, like even a raw oyster. Stuff like that I really like at a young age, so I was not surprised that I would get into food later on, but I'm surprised how far that it's taken me or like how far I'm willing to go for it.
Yeah,
in case you don't know my plans or me, I'm moving to Spain to try to follow my culinary dreams.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. Maybe we're a big help.
Felicidades.
Yes. Thank you so much, Mar, for Senor. All the help. Anyway, so like, let's have like a random ass podcast.
Okay.
Why?
No. It's always
random ass.
Random ass.
Yeah. Random ass podcast. Random ass rap. Random ass podcast. Oh, that's one thing I like to do. Rap. You?
Me?
You had, what's some like significant events that happened?
I learned how to surf.
Mm-hmm. By the way, for all our Cebuana listeners that don't know, Marianne and her significant other before Kyle Wong, hi Kyle, they're the writers and composers of the hit song Balay Ni Mayang. What was that like?
That's also a highlight.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Yeah.
I remember when it came out. Like, we were already friends back then.
Yeah.
It was like a big highlight. Yeah.
It's funny because we were just... Okay, I really wanted to do that. It was more like... Because they visited our school. There was like a songwriting contest, Vispop.
Yeah.
They went to STC and then... I got so interested that I wanted to join the contest. And then I didn't know what to write about. It was very random, that song, really. Even the last part of the song was written in the studio na when we recorded it, before we passed the song to the people.
And you won.
To the in charge. Yeah, and I won. Yeah. And I remember... receiving a text before New Year ba or before Christmas, I don't know, this was 2013-14, I'm not sure. That our song got into the top 7 or top 10 at first, like that was, and then it won, and then
Nationwide, di ba?
Or it, no, besides? It's number... Oh, it didn't win because we had... Okay, the finals night, we were third place.
Where you met Daniel Padilla, yeah.
No, this was not the it. This was in Cebu. But because it became a nationwide song, number one hit nationwide, we got to go to Manila, to MOA, to attend the event, the MOR Best Regional Song. Mm-hmm. We won that award. And that was very memorable because I met
Daniel Padilla.
Daniel Padilla, my crush.
Yeah. I
Filipino actor crush.
If you're not aware by now, but me and Marian are together. Yeah, and Daniel Padilla, if you ever listen to this, bagay ta. Just kidding. Not really.
That was like really the highlight. I think not, okay. Receiving the award won, but Daniel Padilla, I will never forget that.
Wait, what? No. No.
No.
The award, say the award. Not Daniel, please.
Yeah.
But thanks for sending me that picture years ago.
Yeah.
And I still have it.
I send it to my friends because I am very proud of that picture.
Daniel Padilla in my phone for years now.
Yeah, I'm very proud of that picture. And I got starstruck. That was the first time I got starstruck.
Yes, and I remember you saying that.
Like, I was so... And you told me again. I cannot, like, say anything at all.
He's cool. He's a very good actor. I mean, sidetrack first. What do you think about love themes in movies? Like, diba Kath tried to do a...
Hello, Goodbye.
That's her, diba?
Yeah.
With Alden.
Yeah, Alden.
What do you think about that? Like, do you think it should be a love theme, or is it like more marketable or what? Or
I think, no, I think it's even better that she's open to
That's why. Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. And it works here in the Philippines, no? In our country, ma. That love theme, which I understand also. But what do you think? Like, would you like to see more crossover between, like,
yes, I think, because I get tired. I mean, sometimes we already identify Catherine and Daniel as just Catherine and Daniel, and not
in the
their
movie, not
yeah,
the characters, no.
And not the characters in the movie, which is kind of hard sometimes.
Right.
If you keep watching, and you know, this is just all Kath, and that's all Daniel. They're just, I don't know. It doesn't. I don't know. It's real and not real at the same time, or.
Yeah, I get you.
Something
well, speaking
like that,
of film and film in the Philippines, you also wanted to become an actress.
Yes, and I remember. Okay, this is how far I went to see Daniel. Huh? That wasn't the first time. So Daniel and Catherine had a movie here shot. What's that movie? The first movie, I think. Not
the one in Fort San Pedro.
No. Yeah, they had a scene in Mactan Bridge. No, Catherine and the father in the movie. I will never forget that also. I like that scene. And they had a scene in Fort San Pedro, and then one of my friends were friends with the casting
director. Yeah.
And they were looking for people, passersby. Yeah. So I got the chance to be a passerby in that film. And I was so excited to watch it in the movies, and I watched it with my friends, and I said, we'll wait for the part na I'll pass by, but they cut that scene.
The whole scene? So there's no scene at all in Fort San Pedro?
No, they have a scene, but it was so short, I said, wow, I didn't even see myself pass by. But that was the first, that was also the time I saw Daniel, but I didn't talk to him because we were not allowed to talk to Daniel. And Liza Sobrano was the one, his co-actor, yeah.
Oh, so it wasn't Kath?
Not Kath in that scene.
Oh, in the
Fort,
scene.
Yeah.
What movie is that? He's like torn between two lovers.
Something like that. No, something like that. Or I don't know. But. And then we found out that day they were going to Karkar. So I skipped my class. I skipped school to go to Karkar with Jam and Elaine. Because they're big fans of Daniel too.
Right.
So we rode with Jam's car. And then we went all the way to Karkar, and then I remember Queenie like feeling bad, like, wow, you're all going to Karkar and just leave me here or something. I don't know.
Like, she wasn't a fan?
She wasn't a fan also. She just, I don't know. And then she ended up eating lunch alone, I remember.
Sorry, Queenie.
But yeah. But that day, I will never forget. And then we went to Karkar. And, okay, a lot of people, na, they were in the like, plaza. And yeah, they kind of kicked out. And then the scene was Daniel and Catherine dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And the director, or the barangay captain there, said, okay, we're going to shoot. We're going to record na. Quiet on the set. You know, she's saying, quiet, quiet. And then me, I shouted, I love you, Daniel!
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. You did that?
Yeah, I did that. And then everyone was looking at me, including Daniel.
Yeah.
And he waved at me. And I was like,
ah! Oh, yeah?
And then, oh my God, people beside me, mga bayot, tanaw sila. Like, what the? Nyan is like, hoy, ano, why are you there? Like, suko ka sila na ako. Like, chamang ka, nana. Like, tika, wala kay bon si quiet, ana. Like, we're daggan ko eh. Like, I ran. Like, me
to
and
him?
Chamang. No, we ran, like, away. Because I felt like, nah, I'm gonna be attacked or something. I don't know. It was so memorable. Yeah, that, I think, one of the highlights.
So, nibalik ka dek ang Daniel gyapon de.
Yeah, grabe.
I was asking though about like your career, like wanting to act.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
you went to Manila.
Yeah, I went to Manila. Bago rin eh. I tried to do acting, and
you got a few parts, no?
Commercial, and I don't know. I didn't think. Okay, here's what I didn't know. I didn't know that I'd be comfortable in front of the camera.
All right,
I did not know that when I was 16.
Okay,
that's, you know, that's something that I didn't like expect. Like, I think there are things that you don't know until you try it. I mean, for sure.
I agree. Yeah, definitely for sure.
Mm. Wait, was there ever a thing with you that like you didn't know? Oh, I actually enjoy this. Like, I actually enjoy doing this, and you couldn't imagine that before.
Masturbation. No, that's hard. Reading, I think. I'm not a natural reader.
Mm.
But, like, when it's a book I really like, you can't get it out of my hands. Like, the first time I read Harry Potter, or the first time I read Ready Player One. Yeah, that one, I didn't know. I thought it was always boring.
Wow.
I read.
Even I'm, like, making movies. A face right now. I'm like, wow, Harry Potter.
I love it. Like, all the books are there. You can see that. My whole collection right there.
Yeah, because I can't read Harry Potter.
Why? It's amazing.
I don't
see,
know why.
Anyway. Yeah, I cannot have time to explain it to you.
Yeah, no. Next episode. Harry Potter episode.
Yeah, the review of all books. Anyway, so, yeah, so yeah, you did like a test the.
Yeah.
Video, right?
Yeah.
How was that? You were there like you were there from the morning or what? Like, your call time was
5, and then I had my acting time was at 10 in the evening pa di ay. So you're waiting the whole day. That's a new experience for me. Like, that was my first time being on a set like that, and I didn't know that, you know, it would like take that long, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you have to be there even though it's not yet your part.
Right.
Of
right.
The video, or it's not your part, yeah.
Yeah. If you could have like a, what kind of movies would you want to be in? If like, are you still going to continue the acting
maybe,
dream?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Movies, for sure I want it to be indie.
Yeah.
Like
indie,
but
like what genre, yeah.
Genre. Horror.
Horror.
I've always wanted horror.
You want to be the monster, right?
I want to be the one that gets scared.
Oh, you want to be the one that gets like,
well,
chased
both.
By the monster. Yeah.
Because I think I can be scared. I can act scared.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Scared or the one crying.
Any,
or the one that's sad.
Any movies or films that you can say you wish you were in? Like, movie films you've seen, like, I wish... Ako na, like, kaya man siguro na ako. I wish I was I could have acted in that movie.
Mm.
Daniel Padilla, all Daniel Padilla movies.
I could have acted Cap instead of for sure.
Yeah.
But okay, not Tagalog. What movie? What movie? There's so many movies. Kill Bill.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You wanna be Uma Thurman?
Yeah. Gosh. Cool, guys. Yeah. Like, yeah. She's my idol there.
Yeah, for sure.
I wanna be like her.
Yeah, you can get a sword or something.
To all directors out there, I can be that character.
So, like, what are your plans moving forward with your acting dream?
Okay, no plans yet.
Okay.
The closest thing to acting is maybe vlogging.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not...
Not really,
not,
but...
That's not really acting, even. But being in front of the camera.
Yeah, so you
talking to the camera.
You want to continue that. Yeah, which reminds me, hopefully we'll have video soon. So you can see how ridiculous our setup is. You gotta start somewhere.
Yeah, it's a nice setup.
Yeah.
We've got our Aveeno lotion, olive oil, rosemary, kettle style chips.
No, those are sick.
Our flasks.
Yeah. You gotta stay hydrated.
It's not so bad.
No, I was just kidding. Stop picking your clothes off.
Wait, no. Okay.
Anyway, so
I have
like
a question for you.
What are
no, you're always asking me.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
So you have tattoos now.
And you have also.
Yeah.
That
I
starts
asked
with
you. First.
You.
No, you first.
So
can you tell me about your first tattoo?
My first one is a fish.
Yeah.
And shout out to Jello. For doing my first tattoo.
Yeah, shout out Jello. I have yet to get tattoos from you because I get them from my boy Carlo.
Yeah.
We'll be on the podcast soon.
Watch out for that.
Yeah.
That's my first tattoo.
Yeah, it's on the rib, and did it hurt?
Yes, it hurt so much. Yeah. Okay, not really. I'm exaggerating. I think having a Brazilian hurts more.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Kay. Than having a tattoo.
What do you think hurts more, getting punched in the balls or giving birth?
Okay, I don't have any balls.
That's why I'll never know.
And then you don't have a vagina.
Are you sure about that?
Okay, maybe you do.
Have the good old prison wallet. You need a prison wallet.
No.
It's your asshole.
Oh.
You put stuff in it to enter prison. So that's a prison wallet. If you want to bring drugs.
Yeah.
Put it up your butt.
Have you tried that?
No, I've never been to prison.
No, have you tried putting some things in your butt?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
But like, I pulled some hairs from the butthole. Feels alright. It's a little shock in the shower.
I have my butthole waxed.
Okay. Yes. Yes, you do. Not that I know. Anyway.
No, me. My turn.
Your turn to talk.
My turn to ask
you
a question.
No. I'm still asking the question. So, your second tattoo was given by one of your bestest friends.
Addy.
Shout out to Addy.
I had it a week before I left for Siargao.
Oh, a week before in Cebu.
Yeah.
Are you timing this?
No.
Oh, no?
I forgot.
Wait. I'm trying to see the time.
You can check.
Yeah, but something else. Anyway.
And then I'll never know.
Yeah.
I'll know when we ended.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Anyway. So, what?
Why are we talking about my tattoos? How about yours?
Because I asked. So you answer. That's how it works. That's how questions work.
But my turn next. To ask you a question.
So Addy, I didn't know Addy gives tattoos. Or
she was learning because Josh was also doing tattoos.
Oh yeah, he's fully tattooed now.
Yeah, but she learned and then she stopped doing tattoos now. So, but I was happy that I was one of her first few clients.
Mm-mm.
But it was actually a gift.
So it's for free.
So it's
for
free.
Practicing also, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. You did some short films about like or one for your cousin.
Ah, yeah.
Where you had to orgasm
Yeah, that was an experience.
That was pretty sexy.
Wow, you're like recalling my what's been happening. Thank you.
Yeah, that's why it's also weird when we do this podcast, because sometimes we have to ask questions that we already know the answers to.
Yeah, but
just for the sake also of for our listeners,
mm-hmm.
to get to know us a bit more also.
Yeah.
And how we've changed through this decade. So, but yeah, whatever. Right?
Yeah, whatever. But I don't even remember that anymore.
I remember a lot of things about you.
Okay,
my old friend.
Thank you, but thank you for reminding me of that experience, because that was an experience for me.
Yeah.
It was something that I never thought that I would be able to do.
And it's amazing. Like,
it was... Okay, the scenario in the room in the condo was... Okay, this was for an experimental film. Experimental? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, cousin, if I'm wrong. But it was for his class, because he's studying film now in UP.
Shout out UP.
Shout out,
cousin.
Yeah. Okay, I had to be in a bed. I had to lay down in a bed and... I had to pretend that I was having an orgasm.
Mm-hmm. I saw it.
But not necessarily me fingering myself, but just having the orgasm.
Yeah.
Just that.
Yeah.
So I had to do it like 4 times, 5 times.
That's surprisingly minimal.
Yeah.
For what I would
I
expect,
think so, yeah.
Many more takes. But wow.
I had to do like 5 takes of that. So I had to do a climax for 5 times to pretend that
I
reached climax.
I don't know how it makes me feel. Very nice.
But
When did you get your first? When did you get into film photography? When did you get your first film camera?
Ooh.
Or how did you get into film photography?
Shara had actually like was one of the people. No, Shahagid. Like I think, yeah, it was
her.
Were
disposables? Or.
No, what's that called? Like a
Polaroid?
The one that you had before?
No, the Lomo.
Lomo camera.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Diana F something.
I had that.
Kashara had, and then she.
Diana F Plus.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She introduced me to that. And then.
How do you know I had that?
I don't know where I saw. I don't know.
Mm.
She introduced me. To Diana F cameras and like Lomography, and then we didn't really like develop anything. Actually, the first time I was like engaged na good with like film was in class in college.
Mm.
Like
you had to take pictures.
Yeah,
mm.
Photography class.
Right, photography class. Yeah.
Yeah, and our teacher wanted us to build a camera from scratch, and
I remember this also.
This
yeah.
Matchbox. Camera
and it worked, right?
It worked.
Yeah, I remember this. Yeah,
and I was the only one in class that had pictures coming out of my film.
Just you alone?
Just me alone.
Or not? It's not a group work.
No, not the group
wow.
work. Individual work.
Wow.
And I was so amazed that you can actually take photos without batteries,
How did you make that?
Okay, it's on YouTube.
You just followed it.
I just followed it.
Step by step.
Yeah, step by step.
So why couldn't others do it? They didn't look on YouTube also.
I think they didn't do that.
So how did they expect to do it?
The teacher
gave instructions?
I don't remember even. Because our teacher is very... Like, she's like, okay, make this, make that. And kamo na yung paning kamo. Like,
oh, wow.
Ana na. Like, in ana siya na teacher. So which is good because you're like, challenge ba?
Hmm.
Is this really gonna work? Like my friends were like asking me, like, is this how you do it? Ana niya work ako kay... Oh, kana sakto man. Like everyone had their own camera, little camera with the matchbox.
Mm.
But I don't know why theirs didn't work. Ano ba?
That's crazy.
Yeah, ako ara.
So you have the pictures? You have the photos?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do?
I have some actually.
Oh, that's crazy.
I have some.
Where do you have it developed here, lang?
No, our teacher wanted it to like ma-develop siya on that same day, huh?
Mm.
Like so, we all went to Colón.
Yeah.
In. What's this place? Seven art. I don't know. Like, naanay place sa Colón, where mo develop sa film.
Colón.
Karaana.
Yeah.
Dito. And then we had to like.
All of you. And
yeah, all of us. But ang uban
what do you mean,
was
so, like.
Like
they didn't get like, enough light in their camera or something. When what did they get like their prints?
Like, feel na ko na wala nila na tuyok or anything. They didn't get any prints because it's all
wala,
black.
Good. Ah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, ako
so, but they got blank prints.
Wala
or wala gyud. Because wala, wala like wala ni
like ni-explain sa teacher, miss, wala gyud, miss.
Wala nilukot ang film.
Oh, ana. Nga murag, she even let me stay in front of the class, the whole class, and explain what I did and why it happened. Na nakakuha ko pictures
and
how it happened.
What did you say?
I just said I followed YouTube and then, you know.
Yeah.
Grabe, murag.
That's great though. That, I mean, thank God for YouTube.
Yeah.
The most used, like, platform I, also.
Yeah.
Or watching, but like just watching.
Yeah. So murag, grabe sa to, like I didn't.
Yeah, treat YouTube like Google. That's one of the best things you can do.
And that was the first, you know, few moments that I got into film photography, mm-hmm. and I follow also this blog of like film said sila. Leia goes on, is
yeah.
one of the people that
she's been a long time into film, though.
Yeah, very long time.
I remember following her way back also.
Yeah, and shout out to Leia.
I don't know her. Shout out to you, Leia. I just follow you. Anyway,
but, yeah.
Yeah. So that's awesome. When did you get your Konica? Or what was your first film camera? Was it the Konica or was it the Olympus or was it the?
What's my first?
What
I
do
had
you have? You have an Olympus. You have a Canon. You have a Konica.
Yeah, Olympus. Olympus for sure. Yeah.
Was the first one.
Yeah, but.
That was.
Napakuy before, and I think. Yeah, wala na ako gigamit. I don't know where it is. And napay before, like my family's.
Mm.
Na kitaan niya, gihatag sa friends ko, something like that. Friends
That's
ng dad
awesome.
Or something.
Yeah. Was your family ever into photography or just you?
No.
Yeah.
My sister, my older sister.
Ah, yeah.
But not film.
Shout out to Mai.
Yeah, digital photography lang.
Yeah, well, still. Yeah.
So much about me,
time.
You know.
What can you say, like, how did you, I want to go back to, like, beginning of the decade, end of the decade. I want to go to, like, fashion. How would you say you dressed in, like, the beginning of the decade?
Okay, ha.
How was your hair? I know your hair was long, and then I know you went blonde, and then you went short.
Ikaw, answer said gone.
But anyway, so let me know, like, how did your fashion change?
Well, of course, we always go with what's trending.
Mm,
2010, I was wearing like more crop top na shirt or something like nakita pusod gamay or something. Yeah,
shorts. Denim shorts.
Yeah. Or
playing with paint.
Jeans.
Having a photo shoot.
I don't know what you're talking about. No, antapan, yeah. Okay, I think I've only experimented so much on my hair after I graduated because I went to an all-girls school, a very strict all-girls school.
Are they strict? Is it strict there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't have your hair colored. You have to have your nails cut.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But I think all schools are sort of like that.
Okay, the basic stuff.
Yeah.
But after I graduated, wala da yung blonde da yung...
Yeah.
I dyed my hair blonde.
Yes, I remember.
And then I cut my hair short. My hair dyed like patay gyud.
Oh, that's what happens.
So dry, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I cut my hair short, made it into like a pixie cut.
I remember that.
I looked like
little
boy.
I really like that, yeah.
Yeah, and my first job saw that transition. Because I was interviewed, I had black hair. And then I had blonde hair. And then I exit because of company, I had short hair.
Right.
So all the, yeah.
Yeah.
The transition phase of my hair is in that.
Yeah. Why'd you go blonde?
I don't know. I think I was inspired by...
Avril Lavigne?
Miley? I don't know.
Miley?
No, not Miley. But
probably Miley.
Like
she had that hair and then she got
it
short
also. Yeah, yeah.
And has tattoos.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
I am like Miley. No, Miley's my idol.
Yeah, Miley's pretty cool, and I like her. Yeah, shout out Miley Cyrus.
Shout out Miley. Hey.
Call
me later.
Okay, what else? Travel. Where are some?
No, you didn't answer. You
went to Italy.
High
school ba kaya to? When you went to Italy? No, diba?
College.
Yeah,
2014.
Yeah, because we're really friends. And you weren't in high school when we were friends.
How about your fashion sense? Wait a minute.
Oh, shit.
Never mind. You didn't change? You went to skinny jeans to loose pants?
I did all of that. I did the whole puka shell necklace with the open polo shorts.
Were you like Hawaiian?
Yeah, looking? I wanted to be Hawaiian. Also, there's this guy I hated on a TV show, but I found him secretly cool. You see Zoe 101?
Yeah.
Remember that guy with the curly hair?
Mura.
Matthew Underwood, I think that's his real name.
Wait, can I have ni?
No, but that dude. I really want to punch him in the face, but it's like, ooh, looks pretty cool. With the necklace and
so
the nice.
Wow, imo idol.
No way.
At that time, ba?
No sad.
Ah, okay.
I don't know. Also, I have this thing where people would tell me I look like someone, and
yeah.
I think I was still struggling with identity back in the day. So if someone told me I look like someone,
you act like
I'll probably just like, okay, yes. Google how they dress and like watch all their movies. I'm like kind of maniacal like that. Like, yeah, I think ko ako identity at that time. So like, let's say Shia LaBeouf. Like, let's say five people told me I look like Shia LaBeouf or I act like him. So I'm like, okay. Well, I always really liked him from Even Stevens, but after that, okay, I'll do whatever he does, like fashion wise or like,
Yeah, you even follow
talk like him.
This account.
Shia's outfits.
Yeah.
Shout out
Instagram.
Shia's outfits. Yeah, but can't dress like that. Here it's too hot.
But I like how he dresses. I like how you dress.
Thanks. It's not all
now.
It's not all Shia. I'm just like
inspiration.
Yeah. I dress like me.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever that is.
Vale.
Yeah. Anyway, any interesting places you've traveled to through the years?
Italy. Bacolod.
Bacolod. Hey, we're going back.
Okay. That's very interesting because I ate food a lot and I enjoyed it.
But you don't enjoy eating food a lot. Not so.
Okay, the food's very good there.
Yeah.
But that happened this year. So if I say something
back.
Like,
are you excited?
I am excited.
There's a few places na wapala to na dito.
Okay, I'm excited.
Iloilo
unta,
but maybe when we come back.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't know places. My first time
to
when
you move.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. That's my first time in Chargao was the first time I went there because I moved. my first time, because some people went there already and then they moved, but
then
me,
your first time there,
my first time, then
you
then
went
I
straight
moved.
Now you moved.
Yeah, oh, that's also a highlight. I moved out. Yeah,
that was
kind of scary and exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know I could do that.
Yeah.
I was always Cinderella.
Yeah, you never know once you get there.
Rapunzel.
Yeah, you were pretty shocked with yourself that you didn't have a curfew. Like, you'd be like, oh, wait, we have to go home. But like, you're like,
we can party all night.
Nice. For what? Balik sa
buong.
Ulit na sagsayo. Okay, boyfriend. Good morning. Joke lang.
Wait, okay. No,
anyway,
your
no,
place that you've traveled.
But all that's that. I mean, Cebu is always number one in my heart, but number two, I think, is Bacolod.
No, we don't travel here. We live here, but...
No, yeah, I'll travel to. Yeah, you're right.
Travel to...
Let's say Bacolod, Iloilo, Japan.
Outside the Philippines, okay,
Japan.
Japan,
for sure, the food. I really enjoy Japanese food. And just the...
The Japanese
the, especially
women.
The Japanese.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, they're pretty. Kake. No, just kidding. Fuck, sorry. I like Japanese food and how it's such an art. It's like you see like different like cooking styles like French food or maybe even Spanish food where you get an ingredient and you do so many things to it. But Japanese food is like, okay, let's see how like what's the least amount of like modifications we can do to this ingredient but like have it taste phenomenal and that I find that always so amazing. So what would you if at this point in your life if you had a last meal
Wow, that's so hard.
On Earth, like
last meal on Earth.
What do we? That not from like you're stuck on an island and you only eat one thing. If you had one last meal,
okay.
At this point in your life, wala pa man. Like we have so much shit to try together and apart.
Pinilitong isda.
No, but yeah. I wouldn't disagree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's. How about you? What would you eat last?
I don't know.
Last meal, last supper.
Show my stisa. I don't know. I don't even know. It's hard to say. Show my stisa. Fuck. Pinilitong isda pod. Sinigang tinola. Not dinuguan.
Wow.
That would not be a last.
All
meal.
Filipino.
No,
so
I love dinuguan. Yeah, so like, which brings me to the next point. Well, we're not talking about the decade anymore, but that's
okay.
That's all right.
It's
okay. No, I have a question for you also.
Ako sa lahan, ako'y question na.
Hindi, ako'y na may question.
Okay, go.
Anyway. can you rank like top five like cuisines? Like, or like, not rank, bro. Like, what are your favorite five like cuisines? Like by country. If you don't want to rank, then
number one. Can I say number one?
Yeah.
Philippines.
Yeah.
Korean.
Wait, maybe not. Maybe no Philippines, because Philippines also my number
Korea.
One. And like we grew up with that.
No. Okay. Oh, this is so hard. Japanese.
Yeah, so Korean, Japanese.
Korean, Japanese.
Indian, no.
Indian.
Italian.
Spanish.
Okay, it's basically the same as mine also.
Yeah.
Sorry. But I also like Hawaiian.
Hawaiian food?
Yeah, like poke.
I like poke.
Like loco moco.
I like poke.
Yeah.
I'll poke you. Pokemon.
Can't wait after the podcast.
Vale. Love.
What?
Love me. My turn to ask.
Okay. You don't even know what you're gonna ask.
About the decade, mani. About the decade. Okay. What risk did you take, and it was worth it? Any risk that you took and it was worth it. You feel like that was worth it, good.
A lot. It's a marathon. Wait. So, but like. If, like, let's say opening a restaurant, that's a big risk. I don't want to say that.
Ah, okay.
Okay, I have two.
Okay.
And they happened just last year.
Okay.
I'll start with the more important one or the less important one? Well, they're both important.
Okay, any.
Any. Okay, one was I finally gained the balls.
Yeah.
The courage to... tell my family that this dream of becoming a chef chef basically. It's been like 5 years or almost 10 years na hapit na.
Mm-hmm.
Ganahan ko to be in the kitchen, but
okay.
You know, it's not always seen as the most promising future or like. Sure, bull in the future, but
mm-hmm.
to do that, but and you know, it might come off also like entitled sometimes to go after your own dreams, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like I tried almost everything.
Okay.
I had different jobs, worked for my family,
mm-hmm.
fucking a teacher, tried to start my own businesses also,
mm-hmm.
but this itch is something I never scratched, but.
Okay.
It's turning into. It might become a scar soon if I just leave it.
Yeah.
Let's let it heal by taking the risk. So yeah, I was finally brave enough to tell them that I want to follow my dreams and I'm moving to Spain to.
Nice.
Like I mentioned earlier, that to follow my dreams.
And it's worth it.
Yeah, definitely. Another risk I took was it's not really a risk. Yeah, it's kind of a risk, but. I was pretty sure about it. Opening my heart to you so quick. I remember the day we talked again after a long time.
Yeah.
I was just so sure after that night that this, you know, this woman, I feel her. We don't have to say words, but I feel like our ghosts, our inner ghosts, like touching, holding hands, even if like we weren't touching each other physically.
Yeah, we were sitting.
That I don't know if you're my soulmate yet. I don't know. I don't know that. But if I could choose one, if you had the ability to choose, it would be you. And yeah, like a week after we talked again, I asked you if we could be official, or make it a fish. And yeah, that was, I would say, yeah, I don't, well, yeah, like before opening a restaurant, yeah, that's a big risk, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But these ones are things that will shape my life, I think. Chasing my culinary dreams and finding the love of my life in you.
Yeah. Wow.
They're some of the biggest risks. And they all happened last year.
Wow.
Yeah. Also getting more tattoos than my family knows about. So I always have to wear long sleeves.
Yeah. So wow.
What are some risks you took?
If you guys saw my face, it was all, you know, that emoji heart.
But moving to Siargao is definitely big. Oh, well, I'm moving out also. I moved out twice.
Okay, well,
2016, I moved out, and I thought I could handle it, but the bills like were just too much for me to handle. So with my tail in between my legs, I moved back to my mom's house. I couldn't handle it.
Okay.
I wasn't ready. But then the second time this year, I managed to do it. Yeah.
And we're here now. It's our cave.
Yeah. Anyway, you, what about you?
Okay.
Siargao for sure, right?
Yeah.
That's definitely.
Okay, I was going to cry if my mom didn't let me go. Or I was still going to go, even if they wouldn't let me
go. That's exactly what I'm saying. It's like also about Spain. It's like, I'm not asking for permission. I'm asking for forgiveness. And then,
Okay, I don't know. I feel like I needed to do that. And I learned so much being away from my family and being away from the city also.
I agree.
So that was, unforgettable.
Yeah, I mean, as you mentioned earlier.
It was scary, but I met Anna, and she's like, Anna, hi Anna.
Hi Anna.
I miss you already, but Anna made my moving so much easier, I think.
She's a great person.
Yeah, she's such a very great friend of mine.
She has so much like love, and you can see it. I met her recently, and it's like we were long time friends.
Yeah, and but like I can't imagine like not having Anna in my life now. Like the moment I was there, and I didn't even know that we could be best of friends. But you know, you meet this person,
and
then
she even like added to your love for film, diba?
Yeah, because she's also into film photography now. Ambud, and the music that she listens to. Okay, she's just my idol. Also, she's like, I don't know, everything about Anna.
Anna's super cool.
Yeah, she's really very, very cool.
Yeah, shout out Coco Frio. She's also an entrepreneur.
Yes, if you're in Siargao, please go to Coco Frio.
No, seriously, go. Yeah,
please,
the Sikwati and the Puto's great for it.
And their coconut shake and everything.
Yeah, that's not my thing really, but so I'm more of a Puto guy.
Maybe your 2020 New Year's resolution. No, not New Year's resolution.
Is to eat fruits?
Yes. Maybe. Open your heart.
Why
to
though?
New things.
For good taste or for good health?
For good taste.
Ah, okay. That's good, because if you're going to start an argument, if you told me for good health.
Yeah, I know. You can eat not just fruits for good health.
Oh, yeah.
Because okay lang ang fruits. I don't know if they really give you good health. I think, but...
Any other risks or on to the next topic? Let me check your cheat sheet.
I don't know. Auditioning, becoming an actress, that's a risk.
Yeah, for sure.
I was so scared to audition that I ended up reciting Balay ni Mayang out loud because I wasn't prepared.
Yes, I know.
But it was worth it.
You got the part, yeah.
I didn't get any part.
Oh, but
it was just worth it.
Okay, I like that.
I just did it and I didn't even get any part. Whatever.
I like that. I like that.
Okay, ra. Okay, ra.
Yeah. I like this question in your cheat sheet. Who did you rely on when you were so sad?
Okay. This would that way, like, I don't know, my friends. Okay, mostly my friends for sure. Okay, I didn't talk to my family that much.
Mm.
Like, I used to hide my relationships, my past previous relationships. I used to hide because I can't, you know, I'm not allowed to, or
between
like
your past previous relationships,
like boyfriend, like I can't, you know, I can't tell them that I have a boyfriend.
Really?
Or heartache. Yeah.
Well, you,
like
you
it was very
them?
They were very conservative. My mom didn't
but
allow
you
me.
You had a boyfriend. Like Kyle was your boyfriend.
Yeah, but
they know Kyle.
No, but like still, like they
really?
I don't talk to them about it like so
oh,
much.
Really?
Yeah, but I can say my high school friends.
Hmm, that's good. Shout out to high school friends.
Yeah.
I've been hanging out with them recently, and I love you all.
Well, Addy, now.
Oh, Addy.
Like.
Oh, I thought the other high school.
Well. Addy, I realize.
Yeah, Addy the most for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, the most. Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
And Anna.
Oh yeah, Anna.
When I'm
sure.
sad, yeah, Anna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
I think. How about you? Let me guess. Or.
You'll never guess it.
Okay, I'll never guess it.
Three answers. Number one, cigarettes. Thank you, cigarettes. No, but don't smoke. I stopped smoking already.
Congratulations.
Thank
by
you,
the way.
Thank you. It's been a while. It's been a while. Cigarettes and another answer is Delbert. And cigarettes and Delbert's still the same thing because we're just smoking
and
cigarettes
alcohol.
Together.
No.
Alcohol also before, yeah. I think I drank a lot to fill a void before, for sure. I think that. Even right before we met again,
mm-hmm.
I think I was still drinking a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, but like it's so weird. When we got together, it's like, yeah, but don't do that though. Drink to fill a void. That happened to me.
Yeah.
And it happens to a lot of people. So,
you don't, that's your advice, like don't drink.
No, don't drink for the wrong reasons.
Okay.
Drink, have fun.
Yeah.
A party. Which brings me to my next one is, you were one of the people before when we were younger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when we were younger. But now, of course, you know, I have you, I'm so lucky. Boom.
Me too.
Yeah.
Share.
What?
To like talk to each other and share.
Yeah.
And share
anyway,
this space.
Okay. Let's go to 2020.
Okay.
Enough about the past, the goddamn past.
I'm not. Okay. Go.
What are some of your biggest plans for 2020?
Wow. Okay. I put in my wall before. I wrote in my wall. Not Facebook wall, but on a real wall. That I would be making an album and I would be releasing it in 2020.
Mm.
And thinking about it, 2020 just started. So maybe there's a possibility that I will still.
What kind of album?
Okay, mix, maybe music, maybe just me talking. I don't know, but it's just an album.
Yeah, I wrote that on my wall, on a glass wall on my previous apartment in 2016. Never happened, so I wrote it again on my glass here. Still hasn't happened.
It's okay. And
yeah, no, I'm not worried.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm just trying to say, like, I have the same dream. Too. What else? What else do you have planned for 2020?
Move to another country.
Yeah. Where are you planning to move?
Secret.
Okay, secret.
I'm not telling you.
Okay.
It's a surprise. That's one of my plans.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'll never know.
No, that I don't know. What else? Okay, I'm not. I haven't really like. I don't know. I didn't think of that yet. I think I'm just. I don't know. Being in the moment now.
Right.
Yeah, for what's happening now.
Very cool.
Slowly, lang, one day at a time.
Yeah.
Pero what are my? Well, I hope I can make something. Anything, art, film,
yeah.
Videos with you, more podcasts.
Yeah.
This podcast to flourish.
Yeah, I hope so.
For sure. That's my goal. That's
the goal. President, please come on. Duterte or next one or whatever.
Yeah. I think for the society, my future. I mean, my goals for this. I think
this year?
Not use plastic.
Okay.
Lessen the use of plastics.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Which we very consciously do.
Yeah.
Now.
Slowly lang. I think just really. I think you don't have to make your goals too big.
I agree. I think
I'm overwhelmed. I don't know.
You can't say that also.
You can still.
Dream big?
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. but don't give the advice of always make your dream small.
No,
your dreams, just dream. Dream whatever you want.
I love that song. Dream.
Anything else before you wrap up?
Wrap up now?
Yeah, that's 20.
We're gonna wrap up soon. Yours.
Like the wrap up is the 2020 plan.
Okay, yours.
Just continue what I'm doing, the podcast. Tomorrow I'm actually gonna have a scene in my first short film. I'm very excited for that. So I've also always wanted to become an actor. Didn't get to mention that earlier. And a writer and director too. Whatever in film. So me and Marian have a lot of different interests and a lot of similar interests also. So that's why we get along. Also because of the differences. Anyway, so yeah, I'm excited for tomorrow. I want to get this scene done. I play a corrupted priest's gay little boyfriend, Boy Toy.
Watch out for that.
Yeah, I'm so excited for that. Continue doing this podcast. Hopefully, me and Marian have some plans for something with video. It's not video for this. Might have something to do with food. You never know, maybe. One thing me and Marian do a lot is we like to eat good food, and that's one of the things we did all year. 2019, we ate a lot of good food, and I'm really happy that we share that interest.
Yes.
So yeah, we might end up documenting it and shit.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah, me too. We're gonna do our first one soon. Also, when I move to Spain, I'm just gonna keep my head down, really focus on the dream.
Mm-hmm.
I might be off social media for a while. Be more present with my knives and my ingredients. Look up. I don't have a social media problem, but I'd like to look up more this year. Not at the phone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice goal. Well, yeah.
Nice even YouTube, and I love YouTube so much. I don't have a problem with Instagram or Facebook. I don't even have Facebook, but
yeah.
YouTube. I need to take a break from each other.
Break muna tayo.
Sing LDR pare. Hirap ng LDR.
I feel like I haven't asked you so many questions.
That's cool.
No.
Save it for another time.
It's not cool.
Okay, what questions do you have for me? No, I'm not using that. I didn't use any, just one. What? 5, 4, 3.
No.
It's all right. I'm happy the listeners got to know you more. No, and me too.
Yeah.
Just I had some more questions. That's it. Not a competition.
Sí, claro.
Yeah. So, anything else? Please let us know.
I still think one of the biggest risks is doing this podcast.
I agree.
But it was
fucking hard. It fucks with my mind a lot.
But you know, when we hear people, when we see their comments and say that they're listening.
Oh my gosh, I was just going to say.
That's totally.
That's exactly what I was going to say. And
Rabbi.
And some people, every time we post, instant nag, you okay, so you really
follow
care. And they message, and then We've seen other people talk about it, like, even without us, but...
Yeah!
And I want to shout out real quick. Dion, Kuya Dion, thank you for listening and telling me you listened
thank
to it at
so
work.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Elaine, for always liking our photos.
Hi, Elaine.
And thank you for liking our photos. All our past guests. We're just being dramatic, and because it's like it's a like start of the year podcast, so yeah, fuck it.
We're so thankful.
Fuck it, Elaine, come on.
Thankful for to the universe.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Without the universe, this would not happen.
Because
you've tried or you've wanted to, I've wanted to.
I've never.
And I've always wanted to, and I think it.
Never got to do it.
You know, things happen for a reason, and this brought us together also for this podcast. We don't know. Imagine if 10 years from now we'll be in our 100th episode. We don't know. We'll see. Not 10 years. Less than 10 years.
Less than 10
Joe
years.
Rogan has one almost every day. Anyway.
Yeah, and there's 365 days in the year.
So.
We can't wait. We look forward.
We look forward. Please stay Neptune for... We have like some cool guests
coming up
this year. It's great.
We're so happy.
Yeah. Any last words?
Drink your water.
Oh my god, you millennial. I'm kidding.
No. What's my last words? Not my last, but I'm just thankful to everyone who's listening and stayed till the end of this episode.
Yeah, thank you to our 50 followers on Instagram.
We're very
awesome.
Happy.
Yeah.
And yeah, we look forward to more episodes with you guys.
Definitely.
With us.
And
with you.
You know, like, we are not, we don't have. We're not very prideful people. If you have any suggestions or how we can improve or things you want to hear us talk about, please let us know in any way you can. Contact us on Instagram or personally, whatever.
Soon we'll have Facebook.
Soon we'll have Facebook.
We don't have Facebook.
And Twitter. And yeah, we want to do video also, so you can see our facial reactions when we talk like this.
Or get naked. I'm kidding.
Okay. No cameras for that. But yeah, you can listen to us get naked. Listen lang.
No, it's because everything's off, like the fans off, and it's sometimes
hot.
Hot.
Yeah, it's kind of hot right now.
So it's
hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
How?
What? Not so funny.
What do we say again?
Thank you.
Thank you. God be with you.
God be with you.
We love you.
Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. Wait, not bye yet. Did we already talk about how God be with you is like a derivation of goodbye? No. Okay, that's why we say that, by the way. Just a little fun fact. Why we say that God be with you. Goodbye. I mean, not, yeah, also, so God will be with you.
So God will be with Anton. God be with you.
God be with you, Marian.
And God be with you, listeners. Di lagi kalitok, God be with you. Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, most importantly.
Cheers to the new year.
Cheers to the new years.
To the new years. New year, new you.
No, you don't have to be new. Just new year.
New
stay
year.
Cool.
Yeah.
Stay classy.